Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Breakfast Reading, and I'm your host, Parmida from Bayanabata. Today's episode is about self-acceptance. Self-acceptance doesn't mean that you think you're perfect or better than others, or that you believe you don't have any faults or weaknesses. Self-acceptance means that you understand you're human, walking this universal journey of humankind, and that, of course, you have strengths and weaknesses. It means you accept that you have had and will continue to have failures and successes, but that you're willing to engage in the ongoing process of self-growth. We have to wonder why so many of us are so severely critical of ourselves. But if we have the power to beat ourselves up, we also have the power to stop beating ourselves up. Steps to self-acceptance. Determine your own value system. Take an inventory of what you believe in and what you don't believe in. Write down your most important values and why you want to live by those values. Your value system may include some of what you were taught growing up, but you may also make the conscious decision not to include some of what you were taught to believe in your family of origin. Your value system should only include what is right for you. Forgive yourself for mistakes and failures. Make a conscious decision to offer yourself forgiveness. We can't blame ourselves for things we didn't know or weren't aware of before, even if we are aware of those things now. It's important to learn from our mistakes, but it is never helpful to keep punishing ourselves for regrets we may have. Accept imperfection. No one is perfect, and no one can be perfect. Ask yourself, who do I think I am, that I have to be perfect, but I don't expect others to be? Learn to accept yourself for all of who you are, your strengths, weaknesses, mistakes and all. Now tell me, what do you already love about yourself? Don't forget to leave us a comment. Well, that's it for today, everyone. Ta-ta!